Morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What did you make of those trials yesterday?
Yeah, they were good, weren't they? Good set of trials. There was a lot made on social media, of course, of the trial of Osborne Bulls, who finished off very strongly in Eat Heat under a nice hold there. Look, I made the comment on social media, created a bit of a stir yesterday, but you know, I must admit, firstly, I'm not one who normally gets too carried away with trials. I'm always trying to look for an edge in a market. So those that trial well with a hold down the outside, they're normally the horses that that I'm against on race day, because generally speaking, I think that Sydney weigh a lot into trials, and particularly those trials of horses that do finish off under a real stranglehold that are real obvious to see. So I think a lot of times they start unders in markets. But having said that, Osborne Bulls, gee, he was impressive. He looks in for a great preparation, but it'll be fascinating to see if when the markets go up for his first few run back, if that's weighed into account the way he does trial, because he closed off very well there yesterday. It was obvious for all to see, and no doubt in for a nice preparation again.
It's actually what you'd probably expect. No big surprise.
A good horse.
He's come second 5 times in Group 1 level, Brad. My only concern is with his pattern of racing. Well, that's one of the reasons he's got 5 seconds, instead of 3 wins in 2 seconds. His pattern of racing is always going to be against him.
Exactly right. And that's the other thing that I think you've got to keep in mind, isn't it, is that he is a Group 1 horse, trialling against some horses that aren't Group 1 horses. So you do expect him to trial like that. I said it a few times on air and also yesterday, that I do believe in Sydney. We do get wrapped up in trials a bit too much. Sometimes a horse will win a trial by six lengths, and Healing Hands is a prime example. I know it was a horse that bled, unfortunately, so we'll never know how well he went. But a lot of horses, they win trials coming into races by 6 or 7 lengths, and everyone goes, wow, they just have to win. But you have to have a bit of a look sometimes at the opposition behind them, the time as well, and everything like that, because a lot of the time they're coming up against horses that are just so far inferior in form that they should be winning those trials by 6 or 7 lengths. So a lot of the times I think it gets just weighed in a bit too much in Sydney trials and trial form in particular, particularly horses that always trial well. We talk about a horse today, for example, who was scratched from a wide gate, but God of Thunder, everyone just tipping him up and very, very firm in markets before he'll scratch. But look, he's trialled up really well, but he's a horse that has always trialled well. So we're just going to keep those things in mind. I think you're looking for those horses that maybe, don't trial so well in the past, but this preparation all of a sudden are trialling well. Or look for the trialers that aren't so obvious as well, those that might be ridden out but ran really good time, or those that were just given a very easy time at the back of the field and didn't have that flashing light on late, but were just not put under any pressure at all the same.
What can we expect from Pirata when the trial happens on Friday at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, well, he's the next of that sort of batch to come through, isn't he, at Warwick Farm on Friday, so I'm sure he'll just go around for a bit of a hit out, but a lot of people have eyes on him to see how he's come back. He's a horse that, generally improves every preparation, so we probably haven't seen the best of him yet. Great to see that he's going around and obviously locked in for the Everest instead of going to stud just yet. So fantastic. This is what these races do for racing, which is great. We see Classic Legend hanging around in Australia instead of heading straight off to Hong Kong, of course, for the for the races this spring, like the Everest, and this is another one that has extended his career. So that's why they're here. And great to see these horses continue on for a while longer.
All right, Canterbury Today. Have you given us a leg up for War Baron before, race 1, number 4?
Yeah, we were on him the place last time.
That's right.
At Randwick, yeah. And look, I think, to be fair, he should have placed. He didn't have much luck at all in the straight. He only got out 200 metres from home and started to really warm up late. But it was just a complete forgive run. I think if he got a crack at him from the top of the straight, he would have placed for us. But that's punting. I think it's not a last chance for him today. $2.90 is about his right mark there. He might drift a little bit late in betting. He has been a big firmer early doors. But I think getting out to the mile suits now. Nashua Wheeler goes aboard. It's a big plus. And look, Canterbury's probably not his track rail at 8 metres. But having said that, I think he's the best horse there. And I just think getting up to this trip now, he gets every chance. Next best, I went race 2, number 3, Seeing is Believing. I'm saving on Island Missile in that race. I thought it was a race in 2, and they're both around that 370, 390 mark. So I think you can make Seniors Believing a nice winner, and even makes Isle of Missile a small winner, or just save to get your stake back there. I thought they were the two. Seniors Believing's got good form around Ula Saba, and Isle of Missile finally jumps back onto a dry track and should improve out of sight. And the best value race, 6-1 Bombarding, has trialled up well since disappointing first up on a wet track. I think he can bounce back here. He should be up on speed. A couple of the other on-speed runners are scratched this morning, so he should get a good run there. And I just thought around the 9-9.50 mark, there's a little bit of overs there in race six there as well.
Okay. So that's race six, Bombarding. And what about race two, number three, Seeing is Believing?
Yeah, race two, number three, Seeing is Believing, saving on Isle of Missile there. And race one, number four, War Baron, okay. The other two. So they're the three for today. Okay. If you want to count Isle of Missile, you can just chop out and save on that horse to make it four. But
Okay, right.
Yeah, hopefully for a good day at Canterbury. Rail out eight. We don't normally get out that far, but hopefully it's a fair track and everyone gets their chance.
Race one, number four, War Baron, $2.90. Next best, race two, number three, Seeing is Believing, $3.70. And best value, race six, number one, Bombarding, at $9.50. Let's hope it's a successful day, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Just quickly as well, for those that look, I think it's into $1.85 tomorrow there at Kembla, but race two, I'm struggling to find the number. I'm just trying to just upload Riser, but I'll tip it on the show tomorrow anyway. But Moe's Crown was scratched from today. We'll go around at Kembla tomorrow, I'd expect, there from the good gate. And in race two, look, it's in, I think it's been $2.60 into $1.85, but it does look terribly hard to beat there in race two. Number three, Moe's Crown there at Kembla Grange tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.